this has the feel of a Kentucky Derby week, with the national media lens on Louisville and Lexington focused not on thoroughbreds, but on what makes this basketball rivalry so intense. Rick Pitino is in the unique position of having coached both teams, first 8 years at Kentucky and now 11 seasons in Louisville. This week he explained the fan demographics to an out-of-town questioner.
We're sort of limited to our city. They have as many fans in our city, and it ends up with a lot of bad marriages, a lot of mixed marriages that end up bad. You know, you have a Louisville woman with a Kentucky man, and it always ends bad.
Both programs have well-established traditions, but Louisville is relatively new as a national power, coming to prominence with two titles during the Denny Crum era. Fans say U of L deserves more respect than it often gets from the UK faithful. Kentucky won the first of its seven titles in 1948, and Wildcat basketball has become a religion in many corners of the Commonwealth. UK fans have high expectations, including regular victories over Louisville. Just ask third-year coach John Calipari.
And I love our fans. They're crazy. They watch the game tapes three times. I don't watch the game tapes three times. But that's coaching and playing at Kentucky.
Is everyone passionate about college basketball in this area? No question. But it seems like the ones that get through on the internet and or on our shows are the crazy ones.
Tony Vannetti is co-host of the Afternoon Underdogs program on WKRD Radio in Louisville. He and partner Dave Jennings have been fielding lots of calls from fans on both sides this week. They've generally been respectful and often humorous.
My daughter come in my house wearing a blue shirt with Kentucky on it, and I looked out and asked her, "What's that you got on?" She told me, "Said that's a Kentucky shirt." I said, "Well, you can turn around and go on back out the door." and she took and pulled the shirt up. She said, "See, I got on a red shirt, a Louisville shirt." She was just joking, Miss.
The UK-UofL Final Four matchup has spurred more talk about the rivalry between coaches Calipari and Pitino, who exchanged barbs in the media early in the season. But both told ESPN Radio this week that's all been overblown and there's no personal animosity. Here's Calipari, then Pitino.
I've known him for a long time. He's known me for a long time. I really respect him and what he does. And everybody's made more of it than it is.
There really is nothing to it, to be honest with you. We've never had negative words with each other. We've never had a problem. So the media just likes to hop on it.
They play every year now, but this is the first NCAA tournament showdown between Kentucky and Louisville in nearly 30 years. U of L won their 1983 Mideast Region Final matchup. The following year, UK was the winner in a Sweet 16 game.
Welcome to the Joby and Denny Show on Sports Radio 790.
Those Cats and Cards teams were coached by Joby Hall and Denny Crum, who now have their own radio show on WKRD. Louisville was the favorite in that 83 game and won by 12 points in overtime. This time, the Cards are the underdogs, but Crum says that's not necessarily a bad place to be.
It's hard to say that even though one team is the favorite, it's a lock going in. I mean, that's sometimes the kiss of death for you.
Joe Hall believes the Wildcats are on their way to a national title, but both programs will benefit from their time in the national spotlight.
There's not enough you can say about what this game means, not only to the fans and the coaches, but to the future of the programs, the recruiting. It's just a very, very big game.
The Cards and Cats will tip off shortly after 6 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday in New Orleans. Rick Howlett, WFPL News.